This week's episode of Radio Labyrinth is produced by Mike Spittler, Sean Hall, Wendy Muller, Andrew Hopkins, Jonathan Wilson, Keith Tate, Leslie Norman, John Sutherland, Garrett Kemble, Mike D., Eric Malmstrom, Matt Carter, and Beth Van Elswick.
I've been led to understand that tricks are exclusively for children. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, they say tricks are for kids in the commercials.
Uh-huh, And is that enforced by law?
Not to my knowledge, no.
So if I purchase these tricks, there'll be no trouble?
No, no, you should be fine.
You do understand that I myself am not a child.
I was able to sniff that out, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to bring these back to my apartment.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
And I won't be followed.
No, that's not in our budget here.
Hey, I won't forget what you've done for me here today.
I would prefer that you do.
Actor Liam Neeson tried to do some damage control today after telling a British newspaper he once went looking for a deadly confrontation with any black man who would cross his path.
There were some nights I went out deliberately into black areas in this city looking to be set upon so that I could unleash physical violence.
Some kind of a
If you're looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you, and I will kill you.
I live in a shanty, in a shanty town. We had no money, so we had to sleep on the ground. Was a bitch, but soon we killed the white people. Oh, we gonna make them hurt, kill the white people.
Out of the funnies, into your homes, and we hope your hearts too, the makers of Camel cigarettes bring you
Radio
Hi, and welcome to Radio Labyrinth.
Yay!
Hey, this is what, episode 6 of season 4? I like this. I like how you, Jeff, got us to change it to season.
I like how you kept it.
Yeah.
This sucks.
2 years later. Yeah, we're going to do this.
No,
so
it's okay when it's your idea. When it was my idea to have season 2, episode 1, you're like, fuck that!
I don't know why I got mad. I didn't get mad. Why was I frustrated with it?
I don't know.
You just got confusing.
Yeah,
like.
I'm confused. I'm always confused. Joining us this week, Jeff Lieboff.
Hey, howdy.
Autumn Fisher will be joining us very shortly. She has a back problem.
She needs to take a back pill.
If you don't know what that's from, it's an old SNL bit with Chevy Chase, right?
Yeah, he just got out of rehab for back pills.
And that's right. And they were doing that thing they used to do where I hosted 5 times.
Yeah.
So.
And Chevy was like, oh, my back's hurting. And Steve Martin's like, oh, take a back pill. And they
kept popping them
like,
in his mouth.
And they like held him down and threw pills in his mouth.
Joining us this week, the great, the one and only Dustin Lawler. Hi,
hey!
Dustin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Founder of the Radio Labyrinth Radio Shack.
That's right. You've been doing a lot of stuff over there at that Radio Shack.
Yeah, I'm just trying to keep it, some things going on during the week. You guys always talk about movies, And what you guys, you know, the movie club and everything coming up. So, and we're mostly movies is what we talk about here and TV shows. So I figured why not put some on Facebook and people can watch them and talk about them at the same time.
Now, yeah. How many people jump in usually?
It varies depending on the time of day. I've tried to put it on in the morning, on weekends, just when people would, you know, be sitting around drinking coffee.
I jumped in and watched Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
And the whole thing?
Yeah, most of it.
Yeah. And, but yeah, I'll get 20, 30 at max, and then it'll drop down to like 5 to 10 hardcores through the rest of it. People will drop in and out.
Yeah.
But it's been fun. We've done a lot of cool movies. We're kind of limited to what's on Facebook, so everybody that keeps asking for certain movies.
Oh, you can only use what's on Facebook?
I was thinking Big Lebowski, and I looked, and it's not on there.
No.
Are they unedited? Or are they?
They're unedited. Yeah, everything's on there. It's just somehow Facebook has a server that carries their videos. Same thing for all the little videos that are in your timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And so some people have uploaded movies to it and made it through onto their server. So
okay.
if it's stored on their servers, you can push it through. It's on them. It's not not you doing it.
Maybe they pay for it.
Maybe, but the way some of those look, some of those files are named.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think so unless it's got, you know, they read Chinese characters.
We should do one where it's planned ahead of time so I know and we can all get on and
chat
with people.
Well, I plan on doing them every weekend on Saturday.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, on Saturday I'm trying to do them at noon, and mm-hmm. it's 6.
Noon,
I'll,
and it's
I'll
six.
Run the same movie twice. I think we ran, Revenge of the Nerds. We've done Stand By Me.
Yep.
Just, you know, things we just kind of talk about on here sometimes, or right here on here. It'll key something in my memory, and I'll just put something on.
What's that line? Suck my root, you
suck
cheap,
my knob, you cheap dime store
hood.
Yeah.
That was Keither.
Yeah.
Kiefer, not Keither. Yeah, Kiefer Sutherland.
That was his
Keither.
First?
Keither Donahue.
I think his first one.
You're the Worst.
I don't think it was his first movie.
Before that, because he went over and done the next year, he done Lost Boys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Michael.
Those are noodles.
Michael.
They're
being made into a series for the CW, or at least a pilot.
What'd they do?
The Lost Boys.
When?
Maybe next season.
Yeah.
No, really?
It's supposed to be coming out.
They probably shot it here.
I don't think it's shot yet, but they ordered a pilot.
Yeah, they're going to turn like downtown Mapleton into Santa Carla.
You know, I found out that
that's
they shot
about living in Conyers, all the goddamn vampires.
Well, did we talk about this before? They shot. Oh yeah, we talked about it last week. They shot Lodge 40, whatever.
Yeah, Lodge 49. I had no idea it was shot here.
No, it looks like
none
California.
Of the, yeah. None of the exteriors looks like here.
I just finished it. It was so good.
I didn't know it until I saw William Tokarski in there from Your Pretty Face.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, it must be shot here in Atlanta, and it was.
It's that weird studio set they got next to Spaghetti Junction that they turned all the old GM.
Yeah,
mill
that's a studio now?
Now they cleared it all out. Now it's a studio. That's where they shot Lot 49,
wow.
Lodge 49, a few other things. But yeah, they made it look like, you know, Southern California.
Huh.
Pretty easy.
That's pretty cool, man. Speaking of last week's show, I want to say thank you to Larry Wax for coming in. Larry WACHS.
That was an amazing show.
You like that?
It was. It was like a shot of nostalgia.
Yeah.
It was kind of like the feeling you got after you left your high school reunion.
Uh-huh.
You kind of had that warm
even though I haven't
feeling.
Been to one since when? 98.
10th?
Yeah, I went to our 10th.
It was what 20. I imagined it would feel like leaving high school reunion.
Excuse me.
But yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was fun doing the bits, and a lot of people have commented on it. I want to thank everybody who listened to it, and thank everybody who listened to it and shared their thoughts with us. I would love to have him back at some point to do more, and you know, kind of we never got into him talking about doing extra work because he's been in a lot of shows and movies and stuff. So, he told us a story after the show that would have been funny to tell on the show. So hopefully we can get Larry back at some point.
Mm-hmm.
His Definitely. Walking Dead is going to be airing.
We don't know when, do we? He's a goat herder.
Yeah, something. But it comes back this week. I think he said he's in episode 3, so it would be in 3 weeks or something.
Yeah, who knew it was coming back this week? I guess you did. It's your staff pick. Autumn, you there?
Hello.
Oh, there she is.
Hi.
She
is.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, I'm so sorry.
Hey, meow, take a back, meow.
It's okay.
I know. I have some hardcore drugs here, but...
Yeah.
I don't know if I should do it.
What kind of drugs?
Adderall,
St. John's aspirin.
No.
St. John's warts.
Take one.
I got some other kinds of warts.
Take one quarter of an Adderall.
And take dried vaginal warts to cure your headache. No, what kind of medicine do you?
Vaginal mesh.
Okay, what kind of?
Somebody say vaginal again.
I don't remember. It's something that Travis had after he had his vasectomy.
Huh?
It's something after Travis had his vasectomy.
Oh no.
intense.
Like propofol
pills
or something.
No, it's not the milk of magnesia or whatever.
Milk of amnesia?
Milk of man.
Milk of amnesia.
Milk of man.
But yeah, I'm afraid to take it. I've taken 6 ibuprofen so far today.
Holy
which is
shit.
Not.
Yeah, that's well, you can take up to 12 a day.
No, that's the limit, 6.
No,
it
12
says 6
is.
In 24 hours.
Yeah, yeah that's the limit.
Have you drank large amounts of alcohol in your life?
Yeah.
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 Take some acetaminophen for good measure.
Right. You're going to lose that liver.
Yeah. Time travel to 1981 and buy some Tylenol in the Midwest.
Just yeah, without the smoke a bowl and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, do some weed.
Yeah, I don't do weed.
Get some gummies for your kids, man. Some CBD gummies. It helps with their pain.
I heard they were giving them out at Halloween, man.
Some elementary school, like 14 kids, ate gummy bears and had to go to the emergency
room. Yeah, I know. It's shit like that that's going to prevent it from being legalized. But, you know, a kid in school will bring a fucking bottle of vodka and everybody will get drunk. Yeah. But they don't ban alcohol.
Yeah, or water bottle.
Right. Autumn, how's your back?
It's okay.
What did you do? You wrenched it? You dropped
a
monkey wrench on it?
I woke up with it, like, feeling a little twingy, you know? It almost felt like a stitch. Like
yeah,
in
that,
the, like
one
you
of the stitches.
The
you know, like, you need to be here so Dr. Joe from the Von Hessler Doctor can crack you back.
Oh, no thanks.
No thanks. I don't want to touch you. I'm going to put my hands all over you.
he'll sell me his, like, weird pills.
Yeah, I got some balms and some salves.
Yeah.
So now that Autumn's here, we can do the Patreon plugs.
Yeah, what do you want me to say? We've got lots of new things on our Patreon page.
Well, what did we release this week to our patrons?
A $75 tier called Ad Space.
Oh.
Where you get everything on the board, which is like Casting Call Chaos.
Right.
You get a shout out from us. You can ask us or our guests anything. You're part of the movie club. You get a staff pick, producer credit, custom illustration from Tim Andrews himself.
Mm-hmm.
You can be a guest on the show. And then also, if you would like, you can plug your business.
Well, that's ostensibly, that's what it's for.
That's right. You can get a promotional shout out from us. So you would send us information about your business. We would talk about it and then plug it. So,
awesome.
For the whole month? Every episode? Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Every episode, as long as you're a patron.
We have 5 patrons. Yes. I think we'll do 5 people.
Right.
So get in while the getting's good.
Yeah. And this week, the first episode of the movie club went out to all the tiered members who signed up for that.
The $10 tier.
The royal penis is clean, Your Highness.
Yes. We did Coming to America. Did I send it to you?
No,
yep,
you need
up.
To.
All right. I will do that. I will send it to you, Jeff.
Yeah.
We had fun. It was fun to watch the movie.
I'm not paying for Patreon, though.
No, that's okay. You don't have to. And then I believe this week we will release it. We are going to be releasing a new Casting Call Chaos.
Nice.
So
those are funny, man.
Those are.
Thanks.
Thank you.
This one's going to be a challenge, but I think we'll be able to knock it out.
Yeah, we just have to. We'll do it together. And
do it together. Teamwork.
That's right. And then we'll high five.
And then at some point next week, we will put out the Coming to America Movie Club as a freebie for everybody so they can hear what they're missing if they're not a patron.
Right.
But you're only doing that one time.
Huh?
So, this is a one-time
one time only.
And so buy one, get one.
Get that first little bit of crack for free. And
yeah.
Got to want some more. You got to buy it.
And we'll be doing Clue by the end of the month.
Yeah, someone suggested
all 5
three
endings.
Amigos.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you going to
see?
Do
Autumn
all
brought up all 3 endings, and I didn't know what that meant because I've only seen Clue once.
Well, if you saw Clue once, you saw the ending that you saw with it.
Right.
But in the theaters when they released it, they sent out multiple endings for different roles of film. So everyone that went, there was 4 or 5. I thought 3 or 4 different endings that you could see if you went to see it at the theater.
Huh?
It
I didn't.
Yeah, different theaters had different endings. So
shit, I didn't.
You
know
had
that.
A totally different experience. Like you could be like your buddy's like, I saw Clue, and they're like. It's a totally different ending than the one you saw.
Right.
So it was like that hard to watch show on Netflix.
Which I watched.
Bandersnatch?
I quit watching it.
I went through once and I died and I was like, I want to go through and do it again.
Yeah.
And then so I was like Googling like what's the best way to do it and then I was like, I'm not going to sit here and read my phone and fucking
fuck
do
that.
All the choices. Of.
I just thought it was strange they made a movie about that was a choose your own adventure movie. About a kid who was reading a choose your own adventure book,
making
who was
a choose
make
your own adventure,
adventure game, and he was choosing, and then you were controlling everything.
Yes,
that's Black Mirror though. That could be meta.
Oh yeah, well they just used it too as a way to put off season 4.
Yeah,
now
for another month.
So we had the Super Bowl in Atlanta last week. All the festivities.
Worst.
Is that what that was?
Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was not a very Super Bowl. It was a shitty bowl. It was a bad game. But we don't need to get into all that. Well, Radio Labyrinth will talk about the commercials. But I did have fun down there last week. I met a whole lot of people that I'd never
met
before.
Did you see Phil Sims?
No, but I saw his son.
Yeah.
I saw his son, Chris Sims, who works for one of the... I mean, the TV people were all in the middle. There was this gigantic room at the Georgia World Congress Center. They called it... They used to call it Radio.
Oh, it wasn't in the dome?
No.
The Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
No, everything was in the NFL experience was there, but it was in another part of the World Congress Center. But let's see, when I met Morten Andersen, the old kicker for the Falcons. Mm-hmm. And
we got another old kicker now, Matt Brown.
Well, he doesn't have a Hall of Fame coat.
Yeah.
And with him walking around all day was Evander Holyfield. They were together because they were promoting Angus beef.
Nice.
As one does.
Yeah.
Angus beef?
Angus beef. Everybody famous there. I mean, if you're really famous or were famous at one point, you're walking around. They have stuff to push. So.
You have a show. Yeah,
yeah. Diamond Dallas Page at least has his own company, but he was there.
What did Baba Booey try and sell you?
Nothing. Baba Booey was there to do the after show.
That was a great picture.
Thank you. That was cool. I really wanted to meet Baba Booey, Gary Delabate.
Was he just by himself? Did he have any minions?
Well, he had people with him.
Right.
Now, what happened was I got there early, and I saw him walk in with somebody, and I got starstruck, so I went, hey, Gary, I love you, man. And he went, thanks. Kept walking. And then I would walk by there every now and then, because it was on the way to where I would go to the secret place to smoke.
Right.
And didn't see him. And finally, I was going out to smoke again, and... He was walking out of the men's room, and I said, hey, Gary, can I get a selfie with you real quick? And he goes, sure. He was nice, super nice. And then, I held the camera up, and he kept saying, hold it up high. Come on, get it up high. Because,
he's done it a few.
Well, double chin.
Well, he wants to get it up, so he looks good.
Right.
Yeah.
Nobody wants the chin, so. Who else? There's a ton of, you saw Jenny McCarthy, Kevin Hart, Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes was there. Tons and tons of football.
Say what you will about Jenny McCarthy and her anti-vax shit. Those new boobs look great.
She got new boobs. I don't like her, so I didn't pay any attention. Who else? Jerry Rice blew me off when I asked if I could take a picture of him.
Bastard.
And Michael Irvin had a fresh dye job going on.
Nice.
Well, he had to look nice.
He did look nice. There were just tons and tons of people there. Third leg Greg Olson from the
Brady Bunch?
No. Greg Olson from the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, okay.
They call him Third Leg Greg.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's tall, handsome, probably has a huge cock.
Yeah.
I just saw a bunch of people, a lot of radio people. Saw the Brian Finneran and all those guys from Six. It was really cool, really
fun.
Did
you see Mark Arum there?
No, because Mark Arum was there at night. But he is a celebrity. He will be coming on the show.
Is that right?
At some point. Yeah, his show is over with at 8 o'clock here in the studio,
cool.
So he might come down. So that was a lot of fun. The game fucking sucked. And to answer your little snarky thing on here.
The only way that Super Bowl could have been worse is if a friend had a party and they served shrimp and deviled eggs and meatballs and then they didn't invite me.
Now listen, we didn't have the party. Sean, like a couple days before the Super Bowl, said, hey man, you want to come over? We're watching the game.
I thought it was at your house.
No. And Caitlin at first, my wife said she didn't want to go, and then she changed her mind and we went. And... and then we went home.
You get to watch a crappy game with friends.
Oh, it was the shittiest game. And the commercials sucked. It was all terrible.
I lost a fucking shit ton of money on the Puppy Bowl. Goddamn team rough.
What the fuck? Why didn't you go with Kitty Bowl? The Kitty Bowl would have been good.
Right. Well, I was trying to get even on from the Lingerie Bowl.
Let's talk about the things that matter in the Super Bowl in the Radio Labyrinth world, which would be the five best ads and the five worst ads. As we find these things on the internet, we don't really have to do the work or share our own opinion. The ChicagoTribune.com entertainment section did it for us, so we'll include the link.
I included a few different opinions because there was varying opinions.
Oh, yeah,
some of the ads that were in the best of, I thought should be in the worst of.
And vice versa.
Yeah, and vice versa.
Let's go through it real quick. Some of these I have audio for, other ones I don't. But you have the top five, according to the Chicago Tribune. Number five would be HBO's Bud Light Game of Thrones crossover commercial, which was cool because you weren't expecting it.
Yeah, that was nice.
I thought that was the best one.
Yeah, the production value was cool.
And it totally threw you because you thought it was just another one.
Right. I hate those ads.
Yeah, you thought it was just another one of those. And then they were like, oh, my God, are they ripping off Game of Thrones? And no, it's a fucking ad for Game of Thrones.
Right. So that was cool. Number four was the Hyundai commercial with Jason
Bateman.
Yeah.
The elevator.
And I have that one if you guys want to hear a little bit of it.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Hello, folks. What floor?
Oh, we're car shopping.
Ah, you're going down.
People got mad at this commercial.
Don't think
this floor root canal.
Vegan.
This is bad.
This stop jury
duty.
Remember,
make fun
remember
of the
innocent until
yeah.
proven. Well, he did it, right? Can we all agree he did it? Okay, 6-hour flight, middle seat. Who's got vitamin C?
So what's the point of this commercial? This
floor, they're saying that you're like going to hell if your car's shopping.
That's the worst thing you could be doing.
Vegan dinner party, is that even a thing?
We're having beetloaf, Sergio's specialty.
Why, thank you.
Yay!
Beetloaf, and that's why they got mad.
And just all the things are worse than...
Right.
They're going down, down, down.
So it's Dante.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like levels of hell kind of thing. And Jason Bateman was good in that.
Jason Bateman, you can throw him in anything. And it's, hey, it's Jason Bateman. I'll give it 2 minutes. Bud Light Special Delivery. I like that one better than the Game of Thrones.
Who cares? Corn syrup. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, nobody gives a shit. I do when it comes to Pepsi or Coke. It tastes better with sugar.
Yeah, regular sugar's good.
Did you hear the Pepsi Coke? What was it? I was hearing the hot cold issue with the Pepsi and Coke.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
When they invented Coca-Cola, it was designed to be drank hot.
Hot?
Or room temperature.
Room temperature.
So that's how the recipe
that's
was made.
Cocaine hit you.
But when they made Pepsi, it was designed to be drank cold.
Okay.
So it changed. So if you drink warm Pepsi, it tastes like cold Coke. Warm Coke tastes like cold Pepsi.
How?
The flavor does, and that was the initial twist of Pepsi to Coke.
I didn't know that
you could get it cold.
Most drinks are better for you if you drink them warm, anyhow.
Yeah, you're supposed to digest them better.
Yes,
yeah, your body temperature.
But there's nothing better than one of those Mexi Cokes
with real sugar,
with a full glass of ice. Yeah.
No ice.
Oh yeah, and the ice.
Oh, no, you
after
have
you finish drinking
ice.
It so fast, you've got slushy around each piece of ice.
Yes.
No.
That's great.
Autumn's like no.
Autumn's canceled.
I don't like ice.
You're canceled.
Don't
no
like ice.
Ice.
No ice.
No, I order things no ice.
Do you order it no ice because you don't like it cold, or do you order it no ice because you're cheap and you
want
more Coke
extra
in your cup?
Sips.
No, I don't like it cold.
I don't like
super cold water.
You need to get that
Sensodyne. I like a
room gonna help?
Water. No, it just hurts
because you don't
my
like
throat.
Your teeth. Oh, your Man. Throat.
It hurts my mouth. It's all too cold.
Yeah.
It's all too cold.
Isn't it fun being the only woman on the show tonight? Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's sexual.
Choke on that Coke.
Dustin, tuck it back. You got to play
a huge Coke.
It wouldn't be the first time, sweetie.
The next one, number two. Did we get to number three? Where are we?
Pepsi more than okay.
Pepsi more than okay.
Yeah, I got a little bit. Hang on.
Okay.
Come on, play, bitch. Hey, now, that's not cool. What's going on? Stop. It's not.
You broke it.
The one with Steve Carell and Cardi B and that guy.
Okay.
What do you mean, that guy?
I always forget. Little John, Lil Wayne.
Lil John.
Who's Lil Wayne?
Different guy.
Lil Wayne's
right,
the...
Lil Wayne has tattoos
Doctor
everywhere.
Shane, Viva,
I'll
Doctor
take
it. Shane.
He's the one
is
with
Pepsi okay?
The...
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the last
Steve Carell?
Child?
Okay. Steve Carell. He made
Are you with
commercial.
Me? You seem confused.
Ubiquitous.
Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with
Pepsi
pride.
Pepsi throwback
okay?
is the shit.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kind of. Pepsi's more than
Mountain
okay.
Dew throwback
it's
better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Like Lil John.
Okay.
I liked it better when he did the Cardi B one. Oh, Cardi B.
I'm tired of the meta.
That sounded like Autumn's Cardi B impression.
If you're not clued in, you're not being directly marketed to. They're shooting
so
for the woke generation.
They're purposefully excluding people who don't know who Lil John
Well, not so much that, but they're playing off every cliche of the
cliches,
last 10 years.
Memes, internet memes,
anything
pop culture.
Hooks.
Yeah.
And that's all media has become is a series of hooks. And the cool thing about hooks, if you remember when you were a kid, was the hooks of throwing out cool lines for movies and everything else. And it was a way for friends to build a relationship. People are trying to market to masses based off of hooks.
Yep.
And it doesn't work that way. It
not
turns,
to us.
Not
we
to
reject
us because,
it.
Yeah, it turns us off. It does completely the opposite. It
right.
just pushes you away and makes you think people are basically peddling pop culture.
It's the equivalent of people quoting Monty Python all the time. Go ahead, Autumn. Sorry.
What advertising do you think does work for you? Like what? Because I was thinking just now when you were saying that. Yeah, I don't really respond to any commercials, but maybe I do, and I just don't know it.
To me personally,
radio commercials get stuck in my head all day.
The jingle part, that still sticks with me. I
sure.
mean, everything on WSB.
But sometimes
if I see the vehicle and I say the jingle, I actually was doing my job at a place the other day, and this guy pulled up in a pink plumber truck.
Plumber.
That's exactly what I did out loud with him walking out of the truck. And then when he came back out of the house when I was fixing to leave, I said, how many times do you hear that a day? He said, I hear it 50 times a day. People just sing it. So those things work. Jingles,
I still sing commercials I heard 30 years ago.
Yeah. Where's Loganville?
Huh? Well, I don't mean necessarily something that sticks with you, but what actually works, like
as far as makes you want to purchase the product.
Yeah. Because when all of that Gillette stuff came out, it was fun to dissect it and to sort of sit with your own feelings and find out why you have those feelings about this stupid commercial, who gives a fuck. But then it wasn't making any of us say, I'm going to go out and support Gillette, or I'm going to go out and boycott Gillette.
Because it's not for us, and we didn't,
care
either way.
Okay, what works for me would be...
But I feel like I'm in the demo.
But hang on, Dustin. When it comes to razors, and I don't know about you, you got a beard.
Yeah.
I hardly ever shave, and when I do, I have an electric clipper, and I don't care if it's smooth. You know,
same.
If I have to go someplace, then I'll shave. Like
I shave my legs and my armpits and all kinds of things.
Ew.
And then I do care about razors, but...
But do you have brand loyalty to any razor? I don't have any. I have whatever's cheap because I'm not going to spend. This is how they get you. They give you the deal on the fucking thing, and then you got to spend $100 on those stupid razors.
That's well, if you remember, too, in the last 10 years, the razor business has been taken over
by
club
the subscriptions.
Companies.
Yeah,
subscriptions. New sponsor, so they're probably grasping at any straw they can. For, if this is what we have to go after, let's throw this at the heap and see what burns.
But, Autumn, do you have brand loyalty? Do you have one of those blue, those red things, or those little pink things that look like birth control pills are in them?
I did the, no.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, you're talking about that bar that's around the razor itself? No,
what's it called,
like
Jeff? What's it called, Jeff?
Lady Remington or something. It's a little pink,
round
razor. Oh, my God, that ripped the hair out?
Yeah, they might not make those anymore.
No, I don't have that. I have, I think I have had the Venus one.
Yeah.
But I think I got that when I was, still living with my parents.
Oh, you still have it?
Well, not the same... one, like not the same exact one, but probably maybe only three.
When
since
something
then.
Causes that much pain, you keep it.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
It's like who cares? I don't know. I just it's just because it's been the one that I've had forever.
Okay.
And so I don't feel like I wouldn't. Oh, I'm not going to go with any other razor. This is the best razor. I don't even consider it. I just shave.
Right, and you're right.
And then I change the razor when it's dull.
And that's how everyone looks at this industry as a whole. So
in that commercial, I thought it was stupid, and it was fun to make fun of it, or whatever, that whole Gillette thing. But it didn't make me go, I'm never going to buy Gillette products again.
No.
Right.
It made me more annoyed that
Jared did that,
the
though.
Idea as opposed to the product.
Jared who?
Jared from our show. He said, I guess I'm not a Gillette man anymore.
Oh, well.
I'm glad people can make those kind of decisions. Definite decisions.
I have brand loyalty to certain things. Levi's jeans. I don't like any other jeans.
Okay.
And that's just personal preference. Coke. Brand loyalty to Coke. If I want a soft drink, and I'm going to go with Coke if that's available.
You should try meth.
I like meth. Meth is good.
It's loyal. Yeah.
But what other kinds of brand loyalty? I don't really know.
Cigarettes.
I buy a lot of Procter and Marlboro lights.
But that's what is that based on? Is it because there was a commercial that really got
No, never.
Cigarettes.
I guess maybe an advertising agency might say that it probably was. You just don't remember, and it's so ingrained in you.
Like when it comes to mayonnaise, I won't buy any mayonnaise other than Hellman's. None. I hate Duke's. I mean, mayonnaise is mayonnaise, but I like Hellman's.
My wife turned me on to Blue Plate.
Yeah, blue, whatever that is.
Yeah, it ain't Hellman's. And I like Bounty. And I buy Charmin. I'm a Procter & Gamble guy.
Yeah, practically.
Thought so.
All those commercials mm-hmm. growing
look
up.
Look like one.
You Satanist.
Let's talk about Burger King's weird commercial.
Yeah, we got to get to that. That's right. Supposedly the worst one.
No, it's the best.
Oh, the best one. I hated it.
I hated it too. I'm like, all right, this is real footage. They didn't fucking CGI it.
Right.
Right.
But the dude's dead, and I always fucking hate it when they roll out these dead people to advertise shit.
Especially when he wouldn't have been approved of that or been a part of
it. But why did he film it then? I mean, not to be in a commercial.
It was part of one of his avant-garde movies. It was called Andy Warhol Eats a Hamburger.
And I mean, not that was anything spectacular, but he used pop art and pop culture and commercialism. He turned it on its side and made it, you know, commercialism. He made it art.
The problem is it stayed on its side.
Yeah.
And that's what we've seen for the last 30 years.
Yeah. Old advertisements prior to the 70s were super long and they weren't, you know, they just told you what happened.
Oh, yeah. You'd buy up the whole minute.
Yep.
Or the whole
thing. I thought it
was
interesting because it was different, not because it was good.
Right. With the hashtag eat like Andy.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who people. Not nobody.
No, they don't.
People don't know who.
No, millennials don't.
I definitely thought that was the worst one of all of them, and it's voted the best by a lot of people. So I guess my taste is fucked up.
But. Yeah. All right. So according to the Chicago Tribune, the top five worst, you have Planters Crunch Time.
I like that one.
I like that one too.
I didn't see that one.
That was the one with the peanut mobile doing like, going driving off ramps and shit.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
Devour food porn.
This was my absolute favorite ad from the entire fucking night.
Why?
Just because it was funny.
Yeah. It was like dirty.
And the Devour frozen meals are fucking delicious.
I did see that. I liked it.
What, Dustin?
It's an interesting company. They've got their marketing is on point.
I haven't ever heard of them till now.
They're good, man. Check them out. They're like next to the Marie Callender stuff in the freezer section.
Okay.
They're really good. Everything I've ever tried from them is fucking delicious. And the whole ad where the dude's like secretly watching fucking macaroni and cheese videos in his room.
Yeah. She was in bed with him. Yeah. She's like, oh, yeah, it's so hot.
Yeah.
That was the funniest fucking ad of the whole night, I thought.
Yeah, I liked that one a lot.
So they say that's one of the worst. Amazon's Not Everything Makes the Cut. And I didn't hate it or like it, but I like Harrison Ford.
Yeah, so. Harrison Ford's part was funny.
Yeah.
Man, I just figured, why do you have to advertise Amazon?
Right, you don't.
You don't.
But it's all brand awareness.
Right.
Besides that, the guy from Amazon was at the Super Bowl with his weird eye. Audi's Cashew. I didn't like that one.
I thought that one was pretty funny.
Do you remember that one, Autumn?
No, I don't think I saw that one.
The dude was choking in the car, and that's what made it funny, because when they like do the Heimlich maneuver on him, and he wakes up, and he's in his office or whatever.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right, that one wasn't bad.
Yeah, that one was funny.
And then last on the list here of the top five worst was the Stella Artois commercial with...
Stella Artois.
I like seeing the dude. And
I do, too.
And the commercial was well done and everything, and Sarah Jessica Parker's new boobs look great. But
she doesn't have new boobs.
Oh, yes, she does.
Yeah, she does.
And,
no.
Oh, yes, she does.
Yeah, she got a new bridle, too.
And
wait a minute. I'm looking it up.
And I guess, if you're the producers of that ad, you go, all right, we'll get the dude, because he, like, traditionally drinks White Russians, but then you, like, look out into the world of pop culture, and, like, who else do you get that has, like, a signature drink?
Right.
And you got to go to the fucking...
Yeah.
The Sex and the City.
Right.
With their...
Oh, the Cosmo.
Yeah, the Cosmo.
Carrie Bradshaw.
Yup.
So, I didn't mind it for that, but...
She needs to go down to the Bowery.
I don't like the Sex and the City being canon
mixed
with the dude.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Don't you think she still needs to go down to the Bowery?
She's had some work done.
Yeah.
I don't think she's had boobs. I really don't. Oh, she's always had like, boobs that can squish around and look huge. Because I've watched a lot of Sex and the City.
Just overshadowed by her face.
Oh, she's not ugly.
No, she's not ugly. But she's one of those people that her looks have been...
When Square Pegs came out, Jeff liked the other girl and I liked her.
You liked her?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Same with Kate Nally. He liked the dark-haired girl and I liked the skinny one that played Annie.
You guys never liked the same person? Mm-mm. It was always you picked one and the other picked the other? Huh.
But the girl who played Annie from Kate and Allie, I forget her name, years and years ago, but she played Annie on Broadway. I had a crush on her when I was in high school.
Oh, the redhead, yeah.
Yeah, junior high or whatever that show was on.
Hmm. I liked Ari Myers.
Who's Ari Myers?
Yep.
That's her name. What's she look like now?
Old.
Well, we're all old.
Yeah. She still looks good, though. She did a few audiobooks. She's still out there.
Any other thoughts about the commercials, Jeff? Anybody?
I mean, I put Rodney Ho's take in there and stuff if you want to go through any of that crap, but I said my piece.
Yeah. Dustin, Autumn?
No.
I've said my piece as well.
Damn, she looks pretty good. I gotta go home. All right. Also, with the Super Bowl, a bunch of movie trailers dropped. I'm going to go through them real quick, and I'm going to say what I think of them, and then everybody respond. Toy Story 4, skip.
A bunch of people said that Andy Warhol was the worst commercial.
Yeah.
That I put that link in there.
Ad meter.
Yeah.
Why did you want to skip Toy Story 4? Which I can barely say.
No.
Toy Story
4. 1 and 2 are fine.
No, they're all good.
Eh. 3? You didn't think you didn't like 3?
3 Schindler's Toy Box? That was awesome.
Yes.
Schindler's Toy Box.
Yep.
Hey, you didn't realize it was they were all being carted off destroyed.
Yes.
They all were holding. Oh my God.
I don't have children.
Speaking of Schindler's List, don't you have some?
Hang on.
I was trying to just bulldoze that segue.
Captain Marvel, we are obligated to go see if we're into the Avengers Marvel world.
Yeah, just see how it fits in the canon.
Yes.
I skip.
Yes. Avengers Endgame, finally, it'll be over.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Also skip.
Phase 3.
Fast and Furious, Hobbs and Shaw. Now, it's a hard pass for me because I've never seen one.
I've never seen one of the Fast and Furious
movies. But it looked good.
I saw the first one.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a cousin who's married to his wife, and they're my cousins.
Wait, he's married to his wife?
How is he married to his wife?
I'm sorry, he's married.
But are they related?
But I called them my cousins. I started out by saying my cousins.
Yeah, he's your cousin. Your
in-law once removed?
No, your cousin once removed.
Okay. Anyway,
if you're
go
married
ahead.
To your cousin.
She's my cousin-in-law.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. I have cousins who love these movies. They've
People
traveled.
Fucking love them. They wouldn't make fucking 15 of them if they didn't.
They went to France. They planned a family trip to France to watch Fast and the Furious live event something or other. They're crazy for this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which
really?
Makes and they have good taste, and they're super smart, and I feel like I'm missing something for not having any interest.
These movies are fucking huge.
Yeah. They're just money machines.
Yep.
But I feel like if I didn't have my cousin so into it, I would assume that it was because it was for like dum-dums who like fast things. Go, wee.
No, I'm sure they're decent movies. Yes. Or they wouldn't keep making them.
Right.
Well, listen.
How many fucking Transformers?
Big
Bang Theory. Not for long. That was the best commercial of the night. The one that told you there was only 10 more episodes of Big Bang. I'm like, yeah.
Like,
they're only
going to
get paid $1.8 million 10 more times.
But you still have young Sheldon.
Yeah.
Yippee.
With that, could he get any more actory, that little kid?
All right. Alita, Battle Angel. I have no idea what it is. Meh.
That's Avatar. What was Cameron. That's Cameron. He produced it.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
The one that done From Dusk Till Dawn.
Robert Rodriguez.
Robert Rodriguez.
Okay.
He's been working on it for like 4 years.
Okay.
It's his Avatar.
Is it a kid's movie?
It's a manga remake.
Yeah. Ah.
Battle Angel.
I'm interested.
And it was, yeah. I mean, the comic, when it came out, it was awesome. They never made an actual cartoon out of it, but it was...
Well, maybe I'll check it out.
But it looks really good.
Yeah.
Jordan Peele's Us, that's a definite yes for me.
I
that's
saw
creepy
the trailer
looking.
For that when I saw the Stan and Ollie movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It looked really good, the full-length trailer.
Jordan Peele, and what's his partner's name?
Key and Peele.
They're not really. They're comedy partners, but he doesn't do the movies with them.
Well, those guys are very funny, and mm-hmm. I think they're the future of these kind of films. And it's nice because it's not some stupid genre film. It may be a genre film, but it's not some...
And the Twilight Zone, that
formula shit. Yeah, that looks good too.
He's gonna host it.
Are you gonna watch that? Well, you gotta get CBS All Access, right?
Oh, it's on CBS.
Yeah.
CBS All Access.
Why are CBS so stingy?
Yeah.
Why don't they put it on their regular network? I mean, it's because they don't have anybody under 70.
People are getting this premium fatigue.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Yeah.
Like everybody's like AMC Premiere or get the FX Premiere or get the ABC Premiere. You know all that
right.
shit. People are getting the fatigue, so I'm hoping that CBS will be one of these first to fucking realize it and shut that shit down.
Well, they're shot themselves in the foot in the industry when you create a premium channel that you have to pay only a few bucks for, but you dumped everything else when you dump cable. So now to get back what you want, you just buy it individually, and you're still paying the same amount by the time it's said and done.
But I'm already paying for cable. I'm paying for fucking Netflix. I'm paying for Amazon. I'm not going to fucking pay for CBS All Access. I already pay for fucking CBS
before we
by
leave,
paying my cable
I'm
bill.
Giving you my Hulu password, by the way, so you can watch some stuff.
I got to get Autumn's YouTube thing because...
Yeah, fucking YouTube, too. I'm
YouTube
not paying
Red.
For that either.
I'm paying for it because I watch a lot of YouTube.
I do too, and it's ridiculous I don't pay for it because
if you're a cable cutter, I can understand paying for that shit. But
you're right. By the end of it, and then even music streaming, you're paying extra for that too. Like we went for a while on Amazon Music without the extra whatever, and it was annoying. I was trying to make it play, you know, Tempted by Squeeze, and it was some remake of it, and I could not get her to play the real thing, and I was freaking out.
Well,
and
that's what's licensed to them. Yeah, so that's what they go for.
I can't deal.
I've been curating my Spotify playlist for probably 8 years, so I'm not getting rid of Spotify.
Yeah,
because I have the lit. You
I
know.
Don't have the pay Spotify.
I do.
I've got the premium one.
Because I listen to a ton of music, so
I don't want to hear any commercials.
No, same here.
I don't. I listen to PodCoin.
And but what's fucked up too? Yes, is you pay for Hulu and you still watch commercials.
No, you pay $2 more and you don't pay for commercials. You don't have any commercials.
Thing.
That's the thing. Yep.
And I'll pay
that.
$2
extra for my extra.
No,
yeah,
that's the shit.
That's not so extra.
That's why I refuse to fucking pay for Hulu.
Well, everything's available on Torrent if you know where to look.
Yeah,
exactly. I know, but I can't watch that on my TV.
Yes, you
can. You can.
Talk about a Chromecast, and there's one app that I'll tell you the name of after
I've
the show,
Roku.
and you can watch any
Chromecast.
Movie or TV show you've ever figured out.
Roku works too. You can put ads apps
What's
on Roku,
app?
Right?
Yeah. Well, what you do,
don't say it on.
I'm
it.
Not going to say it on here.
Oh, okay.
But what you do is you have an app, and what it does is it blocks any ads that pop up, anything else. So there's no problem with pop ups.
How is that?
At all.
What can you put that on? You can't get it on an iPhone.
You can get it on an iPhone. It's an iPhone app. It's an iOS app.
How?
And then what it does is it pulls it in and streams out to your to your Chromecast, and you can watch movies and TV shows and with using your phone as a remote control and menu.
Allegedly.
Wow.
You don't have this one.
Oh,
no, he has.
No, allegedly.
He's just saying allegedly.
Got it.
If it wasn't illegal, he would have it.
Yeah, but in all honesty, with all the torrent stuff, if I watch something on torrent and I enjoy it, I'll buy
You'll
it.
You'll buy it.
Yeah, I mean that's that. I just use it as a way to suff. Allegedly, I use it just to beat through the stuff. I mean, just sometimes stuff's not worth.
I get mad. Used to get mad.
Anymore.
Still do, but on Sundays in the fall, when football's on Fox, it used to fuck up.
Yeah,
The Simpsons and everything else.
Right.
You guys said to record the 11 o'clock news so you get everything.
Right, but I would just get pissed and I'd just go get the torrent. I figure, hey, I paid for this already. I'm going to get the torrent.
Right.
For TV shows, they don't give a shit. It's movies that they come after you for and porn.
Yeah, mostly porn. Just things that haven't come out yet or the ones after the fact.
Trolling porn are just patent trolls, though, trying to fucking get you to pay money.
Yeah, nobody will get
money. And I'll look for things that were made 30, 40 years ago anyway. That's the fun things to find on torrent are things that they're out of print.
And I don't look at porn, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm a happily married man.
If you're trying to download Pretty Filthy with Tori Black, they'll come after you.
I don't know who that is.
And Anal Plungers. They'll get you for that one, too.
I don't know any of that
pretty
stuff.
Pretty Filthy.
What? What'd you say?
Pretty Filthy. I like the wordplay.
Pretty Filthy.
Yep.
Tori Black.
Fucking fabulous movie.
Oh, my God.
I can't fantasize about Tori Blank. She had a kid.
Yeah. She was hot when we met her, though.
I know she was.
Oh, my God. Speaking of that, I'm following Asa Akira, who I followed forever on Snapchat.
We know you're into Asians.
Instagram. Not into Asians.
Asian porn.
Ugh, Asian porn is the weirdest.
Where they blur everything out?
Yeah, well, they not only blur it out, the women look uncomfortable the whole time.
They're always being raped.
You try and look comfortable while you're pooping.
But Asa is super duper pregnant, right. And she
still doing films.
No.
Well, with her husband.
Nice. Yeah, but pregnant.
Yes.
Gross.
On her private account.
On her came for premium.
She's
doing
a private account. Oh,
she's a sexual being.
Her premium Snapchat.
Even
she
if she's
is.
A mother.
She's a sexual being. I understand.
But
she's
a
human
like,
being as well.
She's. I mean. I'm looking at her and I'm getting PTSD because I can see.
You can see the kid sticking his head out.
No, Jeff. Fuck.
Let her say it.
I can just see how uncomfortable she's not acting uncomfortable. She's like, lotion. Well, today she was rubbing her belly, and he's like, "What are you doing?" She's like, "I'm rubbing my belly." You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, she looks, her belly button looks like it's going to burst. And I just can't believe hasn't had that kid. And then I can't wait to see what happens to her when she has the kid. I mean, just for her to be such a sexual being and then to have to switch over to something that's so unsexual. I just wonder what it's going to be like. I wish I was her friend so I could like know more about it.
Have you not seen those after porn movies? These people don't change. They're the same person regardless of what they do in life.
Right.
They just apply that personality to it. Sex isn't dirty.
After porn ends, right?
Yeah, yeah, after porn ends.
There's like three of them on Netflix.
Yeah. And it just seems like I don't think anything will change other than, unless she's one of those people that has just an epiphany when that baby comes out. And
I don't mean that. I don't mean like she's not going to feel sexual eventually, but it's just right afterwards. You're just so depleted and then you're not getting sleep. And then you can be sexual for a while. You can get back into your little groove because.
Get you one of them night nannies.
Well, the kid is, that's different.
You ever see Tully? That movie Tully?
I can't watch that either because that was too close to home. I can't.
Tully. But,
yeah, it's that Jason Reitman movie.
Charlize Theron.
Yeah, with Charlize Theron. And it's like got a Twilight Zone twisty ending. Yeah,
okay. It does?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I don't want to know.
No, you should watch it though. There's a real fucking M. Night Shyamalan twist to it.
I wasn't on Zoloft then and I was like in the thick.
It's on HBO right now, so you can watch it.
I was in the thick of it and I couldn't bring myself to watch it. It was coming home from war and then being shown war footage.
All right. What's Wonder Park? That's the last trailer.
Wonder Park. It looks like it's a new animated.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it from the Minions people?
Okay. Yeah. So it's basically a imaginary amusement park or someone's imagination
doodled an amusement park and it became real.
Oh, I'm glad my drawings don't come right.
Yeah. It looks like something that they probably finished with a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And are just kind of pushing it through.
But all those movies from that studio usually make money.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I don't know if
I'm not gonna
Brian
see
Lynch
it.
Had anything to do with it.
Bryan Singer?
No, Brian Lynch.
They let Bryan Singer. Man, it's fucking hot in here. Okay.
I told you it's fucking hot in here.
Turn the fucking heat down. Okay, so those are the Super Bowl movie trailers, and we'll be right back.
Hey there, Radio Labyrinthines. Alan Sanders here with the podcast The Wilder Ride, where we analyze the films of Gene Wilder 1 minute at a time. And season two, we are looking at the film Blazing Saddles. It's going to be a lot of fun, given the current climate, the whole hashtag MeToo and the hyper-PC culture. So we are either going to put ourselves on the map, or we're going to get ourselves taken off of every podcatcher out there. I am the host of this. My co-host is Walt Murray. And we want to say a big thank you to Tim and Jeff for giving us a moment to just quickly plug the show and encourage you guys, if you're fans of the Radio Labyrinth team, well, we encourage you to come on over and become fans of the Wilder Ride. We like to bring a lot of humor as well as a lot of analysis, but we do it in a fun way. And last season we did Young Frankenstein, and we are really looking forward to breaking down Blazing Saddles a minute at a time. We've got some amazing guests, including an interview with Burton Gilliam, who plays Lyle, and we will be joined later in the season by Chris Corman, the son of the late Harvey Corman. We're going to have other guests along the way from other podcasts as we break down one of the funniest movies ever made. So, Jeff, Tim, thank you so much for allowing us to have just a moment of your show today to promote ours. And we would hopefully encourage, as we do all of our listeners, to follow you guys, that you listeners out there might be encouraged to come follow us, join our Facebook page, facebook.com/The Wilder Ride, and then join our listeners group. We have a closed listeners group, much like the RL Radio Shack. And we also have a website. You can find that at thewilderride.com. And that's the name of the podcast. So just search for it in your podcatcher of choice. And if you feel like it, leave us a rating and a quick comment. Who knows? We might even spotlight that comment on our Facebook page and listeners group. So thanks, everybody, for being fans of the show season one. And we are really looking forward to being on the Radio Labyrinth in an upcoming episode and talking about where we are in the midst of our second season, Blazing Saddles.
And we're back.
We are back. Let's talk about some news. Artie Lang is in rehab, so that's like every week, right?
Or jail.
Or jail.
Yeah, they haven't.
His
people say he's in rehab, but like the news and shit says he's in jail.
Well, jail needs to be a rehab for him because he needs something.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to die.
Yeah, he's going to die.
It's not a matter if.
That AIDS. When.
He's going to die at AIDS.
He's going to die of face AIDS.
So what happened to him? He can't stop doing the drugs, right?
Yeah.
He's got a monkey on his back.
Poor fella.
Don't look now.
Is he still on crashing?
Yeah.
I started season three. I binged one and two this weekend.
He was on and they had heavy makeup on him.
I noticed in season two, from the first of season two, his nose was completely caved.
Right.
And then at the end of season two, when he came back for the last couple of episodes, it had risen in structure.
He says he's had 15 surgeries on his nose.
Wow.
Just stop doing the drugs.
Yeah, I know, man.
He can't.
I mean, well,
find another way to do it.
What can you do in that situation?
That's the thing.
He's addicted, man.
Yeah.
He's got to get into a 12-step program. He's got to fucking accept it.
Yeah.
Listen to our podcast, One Topic, where we discuss things like this. Like,
yeah, I haven't listened to this week's.
Where can people find One Topic with Autumn Fisher and Greg Russ?
You can find it on your podcast app for iTunes, or we're on Podbean. You can find the RSS feed there if you have some weird Android or something.
You start taking our Patreon money away, you're out of here.
Hey, there's plenty. This is what Eric says, right? There's
plenty to go around.
Success of the table of success.
Yes. And then, of course, the other big
Speaking
news.
Speaking of Eric, there was no blowback from last having week. Larry on between Tim and Autumn? Eric didn't say anything about it?
No.
He knew you had Larry on?
Yeah, he knew we had him on. He talked about it a little bit, but we're not talking about that right now.
Oh, okay. People want to know.
You don't
think
he felt any way about it, do you?
No, I don't think he felt any way about it at all. I know people want to know, but fuck them.
Want to know what Eric had to say.
Eric said, good.
Yeah. I'm sure he wouldn't, you know, this long.
I mean, he's not going to come on and do a rebuttal episode.
No need. We would like to have him on, and I've been curating although I don't have Spotify Premium, I've been curating my 70s soft rock playlist to try and.
What, do you want to have Eric come on the show and just bully us with his music?
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Oh, I know, but I fucking love that.
You would?
I love all those songs.
Yeah, because I like to argue with him about
that. Oh, okay. Yeah. Then I'm yes, all down for that. We got to do that then. But, you know, the problem is getting him to come back here on a weeknight. He ain't going to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we'd have to do it maybe earlier. Would he stick around?
No, he'll come back. We'll get him to come back. Autumn and I will work him.
Because I could be down here by 5 if I tried hard.
No, he won't come down here at 5. But he might. We'll ask him. I'll ask him tomorrow. Okay, Autumn, you and I will put pressure on him. And we'll talk about music.
But poor Artie. Let's hope.
Yes.
You know,
cross your fingers, man.
It's like Andy Dick, right? I think that Andy Dick has longer stints of sobriety.
Yes.
But it's just those kinds of people are, one, survivors, and two, super addicts.
Right.
Yeah.
So hopefully you can make it.
All right. And then the other big piece of news is Liam Neeson is, of course, now canceled, and he will be no longer getting acting gigs. His movie is going to tank. They're going to digitally. There's a push now to digitally edit him out of the upcoming Men in Black film. Which won't happen.
No.
I didn't read this whole thing, but didn't he say he thought about killing somebody?
Yeah.
In retribution for a friend of his being raped?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he thought about killing him. So we're now punishing him for.
He didn't think about killing the rapist. He thought about. He goes, I was mad and I thought. Well, I'm going to go walk around and I'm going to...
Oh, he was just going to take random...
He was going to go to a black neighborhood, right, wherever he was, and try to get attacked. He was
He thought about doing it, but he didn't actually do
it. No, he didn't. Yeah, no. He did do it.
He walked through the town.
He walked through the town. He wanted somebody to assault him so he could beat them up and kill them.
He walked out in front of bars waiting for someone to come... Yeah, black bars, I guess, waiting for someone to come out so that he would accost them.
But the whole reason he brought it up is because somebody had asked him, how do you get motivation for a revenge picture?
This movie, yeah.
Yeah, it's a revenge picture. And he goes, mm-hmm. well, it's a revenge movie. And he explained where it came from. And now all of a sudden he's canceled and a lot of idiots on Twitter don't want him anymore. So I'm assuming that he's done. But one thing I was able to dig up was one of the original outtakes from that Taken speech.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this was cut out of the film. Well, they had him come in and redo it.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you're looking for a handout, I can tell you I don't have any food stamps. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for you people. Bring your daughter home from the date now. That'll be the end of it. I will not come down to the ghetto and look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will have a white cop shoot you.
Finally, the truth is revealed.
So he's always been a racist.
Did Vanilla Bean kidnap his daughter?
No. No, he's going out on a date. Vanilla Bean's white.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't have any food stamps.
Yeah, that was written in the 90s. But no, it's ridiculous. He's not racist. Obviously, he's not a racist. He's not an ist anything. He's an actor. And a couple of months ago, he had said something, or sometime last year, he'd said, you know, this whole witch hunt that's going on with the Me Too movement. I mean, he got in trouble for that.
Right.
Now, this obviously, he's not a racist. He wasn't saying, I'm going to go kill black people. He's saying he was angry that his friend got raped. And right. He realized while he was out there doing it how stupid it was.
Right. That was the point of the story.
Right.
Fact that he didn't do it and he just thought about doing it, and okay, he went and tried to make it happen, but it didn't happen, and he decided that it was wrong.
Right, but these days...
You can't punish him for fucking just thinking about doing it.
Yes, you can. Well, no, words matter more than actions these days.
Right, they break it down to exactly what he said. He wanted to go out and get that black bastard. That's
he
what
was
he called
him. Guilty of wrong thing.
And so that was what he said. That means that that's what he thinks of those people. So
all black people are
right,
awful.
Yeah. So they just the lumping game. They just try to lump everything in that one little pile.
We don't want to have to think about it. We just want the big reaction, because even if it's a negative feeling, it's a big feeling. And maybe it's about, I don't mean to go like too existential or anything, but maybe because we're not really living in this really hard life like we used to, that maybe we need these like outraged feelings to make us feel like we're alive.
Yeah,
as
maybe.
Long as you don't rule your life by those outrage feelings. That's the
it's
problem.
It's done, though. That's what people do all day long.
Yeah.
So
it's probably like a release of serotonin in your brain or something.
Yeah.
So people like it.
It is. Anything
and
like
it makes
that.
You feel tribal, right? It makes you feel like who's with me, who's against me.
Yeah. Yep.
You're either with us or you're against us.
So come on.
Yeah. All right. So let's see. Poor Liam Neeson. I hope he's not canceled. He has a lot of good movies. He, he's Dark Man.
Oh, he's in the new Lego movie coming out. Right?
They better edit him out of that.
Don't use be Bobcat Goldthwait. It's going to take his place.
I don't want you to use any of my blocks to build slave quarters.
Do you have any Lincoln logs?
Do you have any Lincoln logs?
Eric wouldn't let me say Chinaman on the show yesterday.
Really?
That's not the proper nomenclature.
Yeah, I know, but he doesn't know that line. I was doing all these Liam Neeson things during the commercials. I said, the Chinaman. And he goes, no, you can't say that. And I'm like, all right. It's not me, it's Liam Neeson saying.
I know, that's the point.
Right,
the Chinaman. All but these SJWs who are listening to my show.
I just think it's awesome we got through an entire Liam Neeson conversation without mentioning his cock.
Does he have a big cock?
Oh,
how do you know?
Supposedly he has the largest in Hollywood.
The Milton Berle,
modern day Milton
Bigger than John Stamos?
Yeah, he supposedly it was the size of a large Evian bottle.
A large Evian. I have a gigantic cock.
Ew, that's horrible.
Yep.
I don't know who you are, but I'm going to fuck you.
They just had the two ladies that do, Jane Fonda and Lady from the Big Chair. They have a show now together.
Lily Tomlin.
She was on a show today on Ellen, and they were talking about who have you always liked to get with, and that was Jane Fonda's. And she couldn't say it fast enough. Liam Neeson.
Well, you got to think she had sex with a cannon in North Vietnam.
Never been the same.
She's all stretched out.
I have a gigantic cock. I was going out to look for black people to hit with it. I get real hard and beat them over the head.
All right.
I'm looking up pictures of
his cock.
Ask us.
Ask us anything. We have an Ask Us Anything tier on
Tone Reddit.
Patreon. Well, there's this Ask Me Anything. Ask Us Anything. Dean Poole. Now, did we do Dean Poole last week? I know Autumn is the only regular with kids, but would you consider doing a show with her, Autumn, and a guest like me about what to watch with your kids? I'm sure there are many radios with families who have to endure lots of programming with their kids. We could suggest or discuss what's good and bad, family-friendly and not family-friendly, movies, shows, new and old, etc. Would be a good one-off episode, and if it was popular, could be a thing every 4 to 6 months or something.
I wouldn't mind that. And all our staff picks have to be kid-friendly that week.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah. All right. We can
like a theme. We could have a theme night.
We can entertain that thought. Is Dean Poole, what level is he, Autumn? We'll look into that.
Do you want to release that on the air?
No, we don't want to do
I'll
that.
I'll find out.
All right. And then did he send us something else? No. Yeah, this is from Dean, right? Dean mm-hmm. Dean yeah. is Rockdale
He's
Tiger.
He's Rockdale Tiger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Duh. This idea. Hey, Tim, how excited are you for Legion Season 3? Not at all. I will gladly send in weekly episode recaps once you obviously can't comprehend the brilliance of the show.
They got to correct the swerve, right? In Season 3 because it's the final season.
Yeah.
Season 1 was so fucking good. Season 2 was just... They were navel gazing. They were like, we got this weird show. Let's see how fucking crazy we can go.
Right.
And they went fucking absolutely ape shit in season two. And like, they got to fucking correct the swerve in season three and bring it back. Right.
You're just going to pull a True Detective and make it the third season a good season.
The third season's going to be fucking amazing, I think.
Well, to answer his question, I said yes. So the week before the season comes out, he's going to do a recap for us and send it in, and we'll put it in Radio Labyrinth every week, and then he's going to do a recap episode of every episode.
I'm happy to have that.
And they did just release both seasons 1 and 2 on Hulu.
Okay.
For everybody to catch up if you didn't see it.
Everybody burn your yearbooks, by the way. Especially if you...
in effigy, but just burn them.
Right. Yeah. If you did any blackface in the 70s or 60s. Yep. Or 80s. Jesus Christ. Look at these guys. They're founding them now. If you're looking on Twitter now, there's yearbook pictures. There was one.
I have that one of you in blueface when the Yankees swept the World Series.
Yeah, but that's blueface.
Yeah, but if you make it a black and white picture.
Yeah, I'll make it a black and white picture.
Oh, no.
It's problematic.
I drew a picture. Speaking of that, I drew Liam Neeson yesterday in my pad there. Mm-hmm. I'm learning how to shade properly. And Eric goes, I wouldn't put that up. It looks like you put blackface on. I'm like, shut up. So worried.
That's one of the things in Get Shorty that's how they blackmail this one lady.
Don't spoil it.
No, it's in season one. They find out that she cosplayed as Oprah in college.
Yeah. All right. That's look forward to that. Thank you very much, Rockdale Tiger. Nicholas Frank and Adam Kelly sent a. Nicholas says, any plans to do another live show? Also, do you guys have a favorite King of the Hill episode or episode? We don't have any plans right now. Boy, the heat and the fart I just dropped, I really feel bad for people.
Uh-oh.
Autumn, I'll put some in a jar and mail it to you.
Thank you. Next time, please put the mic up to your butt so I can hear it.
I don't do that anymore because nobody likes that. We don't have anything solid right now. I have an idea for how to accomplish that in the future. And so stay tuned.
And maybe a Dragon Con thing might happen?
Dragon Con is a probability, but I'm talking about something where we can do on a weekend where everybody's out. Now, Autumn, you might not be there, obviously.
I'll try and be there.
Well, it's a chore for you to fly down, I understand. So, there's some things in the back burner.
We're talking to Josh, too, about maybe getting into
the relapse.
Relapse, yeah.
Sean Hall asks, serious question. How and when did Steph meet Tim and Jeff? I met Steph in 2006 or 5, can't remember which, she came in to the radio station and did a bit on the Regular Guy show back then. This was 2.0. This is when they came back when we were without Steve. It was some bit, and she came in and did that. And she emailed me afterwards and said, I think I got her the audio. And we just stayed in touch over the years. So now it's going on, 13, 14 years we've known each other. And Jeff knows her through me. So,
yeah, you introduced me to her at the Wizard World Comic Con.
Oh, is that the one?
Gallery Mall.
Is that the one where we met all those people? Yeah. Henry Winkler? Yep. And, okay.
The one time Wizard World came to Atlanta.
I know. That was pretty cool because there weren't a lot of people there. So that's how we met, Sean. And speaking of Sean Hall suggested to us that we do an Asian day here in the city, so we need to get that on our calendar.
Yeah. I'm totally down for that. We need to... Does he have a truck or something we can all ride around in?
I don't know. We'll Uber or whatever. We'll figure it out.
We got to all be in the same car.
Yeah.
I got a van, man.
Yeah, that's the thing we need. We need a van or a truck or something.
I'll be there the end of February through like the first week.
Yeah, this is something.
The 27th, are you going to be here?
Probably not the 27th.
Okay.
Well, we got to...
Why is that the day?
That's the night we have two guests coming in, so mics are going to be tight, but we'll make it work if you're coming in.
No, I'm not. It was going to be the 28th. I think we're going
to
drive.
I'm thinking that we'll have to do something like that in March or April, so...
Yeah, well, I think when it warms up, so we could all ride in the back of his pickup truck or whatever.
Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah, that's what they want to see pulling up in a lot of Asian restaurants, a bunch of white people jumping out of a pickup truck.
We all went to a Korean barbecue on Beaufort Highway, and if you go north of the perimeter, mm-hmm. that's where you find the original ones.
Yeah.
And our friend from, at least from our hometown, but he lives in Korea, he was speaking Korean to them, and they were getting mad at him. They want English.
Right.
And they weren't impressed. I wasn't. I got some fucking goat dish.
Yeah, you had goat.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You didn't put it on the grill?
No, he did.
I did.
It just wasn't.
It was goat.
Yeah.
Gross ass goat.
Tim doesn't like goat. I've had goat. It's good.
It wasn't not there.
It just wasn't prepared well.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, all the other food there was good.
Yeah.
Bring out the goat.
I'd rather go to you know what I haven't had in forever? Persian food. I love Persian food.
I like Ethiopian.
I don't think I've ever had Persian food.
Man.
I went to last time I had Ethiopian food. I made the person I went with cry because I said this would look better if it had flies on it.
Because all the meat looks like poop.
Well, no, it's just because they bring it out on a plate that's like this weird bread, and you have to use your fingers.
That weird bread.
Nan.
No, it's not nan.
No, it's not nan.
It's like a spongy.
Some spongy bread.
And I said, the waiter should be shirtless and fat, gut, and have.
Why did the person cry? Because they were laughing?
Well, no, because it was insensitive.
Jeez. Who was this person?
I'm not
going to
say who it was. No, someone. Just somebody.
Oh. They cried?
Obviously a female.
Everyone is somebody.
I mean. Who cries at restaurants?
I don't know. I might start. I think that might be a good thing to start trying. Just set your food down. Just start bawling.
I've cried at a restaurant or two.
Yeah. I've seen you cry at a restaurant.
Shut up and eat your crab. From the car as you were backing out of the parking lot?
No. Yeah. Shut up and eat your Joe's Crab Shack. I ain't paying for these clam strips. No, Persian food is good. I like Rumi's and Sufi's.
That place that used to be over by the Punchline before they closed that whole fucking
That place was really good.
Yeah.
They had belly dancers.
Yeah.
But all the waitresses and belly dancers were Russians. Well, go figure.
That makes sense.
What'd you guys watch this week? I'll do mine real quick because we're going to wrap up shortly. But I watched Bohemian Rhapsody. You guys have all seen that, right?
Yeah.
Did you see it, Autumn?
No, I haven't seen it.
I started watching it. I haven't finished it yet.
It isn't anything special. Mm. The music is fantastic. The acting is good. The writing and the direction and the editing are all shitty.
What'd you watch it on?
I bought it.
Gotcha.
I know I bought it actually, so we could watch it last week.
The band, the musicians and all everything else, music wise,
it was
great.
Yeah,
It
just and then the rearrangement of the timeline of music and news.
Yeah.
And when you know things like that, it bothers you.
It kind of makes the end just dive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I finished the Ted Bundy documentary on Netflix.
Yes, I just finished that today.
I started that.
Yeah.
How many times did you jerk off?
Six.
Yeah.
And then
did you keep
play.
A tally of when you got tingly?
Yeah. Go ahead, Al.
So in the beginning of that, I was pretty annoyed because it felt very melodramatic.
Yeah.
And then after that, like I think middle of the second episode on, it got really good. Because I feel like in the beginning, they were trying to scare you.
Mm-hmm.
They were, you know, it was just stuff that he was saying. It was just, you know, the audio of him saying something.
Right.
But then they would show these images on the screen of like normal 70s life, but then also like a bit of weird sound effects, sort of some old vintage porn, mm-hmm. you know, and it was like, you don't have to scare us. We know who Ted Bundy is.
Right. Yeah. They do that on that podcast that I stopped listening to. What is that called?
It's my favorite murder.
No, Monster.
Okay.
What's that guy's name? He did the one that's being parodied by John David Booter.
John David Booter. Atlanta.
Yeah. Oh, the one that
Atlanta Monster. Yeah.
Atlanta Monster.
Originally. I like that podcast, but it's over sensationalized. And the Zodiac one. I know everything they're talking about. I know already.
Last week's done disappeared.
I've only listened to the first one. So
okay, but they make fun of lore.
Yeah, good.
They do a whole fucking lore parody.
Do you listen to that, Autumn?
No, I don't listen to the... This is my first little dipping my toe into the macabre sort of porn that's going around right now.
No, no, this is Done Disappeared. The parody.
It's making fun of that.
I've listened to the first two seasons of it.
Yeah. Yeah, season three's out. It's like three or four episodes
and
into
me,
season three.
John David Butler. Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Get 100% off for life.
Amateur filmmaker. You won't be disappointed.
Right.
Let's see. I finished. Well, I'm caught up on Potabing, and I reached out to the people that created Potabing and asked them to if they would come on for an interview. And I sent a link to our episode with the lady from You're the Worst,
right?
And
you should be a guest on that show.
Yeah, you should.
Well, I don't know about that. I wanted to be a guest.
Invite yourself on their show. Yeah.
But he hasn't gotten back to me yet. So no, must be he listened to it and didn't like our show, or we don't have enough listeners.
I'm sure that's what it was.
Yeah, everybody hates me. I finished Ray Donovan. do you think they should do another season, Jeff?
Yeah, I think it should keep going. I don't know what's going to happen with
that last
Pops.
Episode was good. Really good.
Yeah. It was kind of nice when the whole family was working together.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ray.
They've been at odds for the entire series so far.
Yep.
Like somebody hates somebody, everybody hates the dad.
I still don't understand why the guy is all shaky again, but anyway.
Well, because they busted that.
Well, just go get a new one.
Yeah, I guess it's a big surgery, though.
Yeah. True Detective, I'm caught up on. It's really, really good this season.
It's been slow rolling, but it's so well done, you don't care.
Yep.
And thoughts on what they did?
On what? Who did?
I think they framed that Indian guy.
I think they killed. I think
are
they
you guys
killed
giving
the,
spoilers?
Yeah, spoilers. But
you need to say
it's,
there's spoilers.
It's not so much spoilers. Spoiler alert. It hasn't happened yet.
Do you think they killed?
I think
Scoot,
they killed
Scoot?
The uncle Scoot. That was found in the bottom of a quarry when it was drained. Because when they showed him that picture, they were like, he was like, "What do you know?" And she was like, "Well, I'll show you this. We found this body at the bottom of the quarry." And he was like, "Oh, what else do you know?"
Mm-hmm.
Like that was.
There's a weird shit going on, and I think it involves the upper-ups, like the first season did.
Yeah, how there's somebody protecting somebody very small that's very powerful.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that, too. But
what's his name? Mahershala Ali?
Yeah.
I don't know how to say
it. I don't either.
Mahershala
Ali.
He's awesome.
Fucking great actor.
Yeah,
three different. You know,
that fucking
Wesley Snipes in the 90s.
That makeup's got to win a fucking Emmy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 90-year-old
the old one, yeah.
But he really, like, every time I see the 90s scene, I think of that's Wesley Snipes. Because, you know, the hairstyle.
Yeah, he's very Wesley Snipes acting anyway.
Yeah.
But that scene at the end of this last one where they're
talking
to each other on the porch,
that
was, if Dwarf doesn't get nominated for something, I would be very surprised. And to hear those words come out of my mouth is saying
Stephen
something.
Dorff.
Because, man, I always kind of...
I feel bad for him. He's got to smoke again.
Yeah, I know. He had to smoke the whole first couple episodes. I expected to see a big blue glow out of his face. But, yeah, he's doing so good, and that one scene was just so powerful.
I love the redemption because he's good, and fuck you, Skeet Ulrich. Done Disappeared. I've been listening to, so that's where I am.
Let me know what you think of that lore parody. It's fucking hilarious.
I will.
What'd you listen to, Jeff?
I watched this fucking really great documentary on HBO called Breslin and Hamill, Deadline Artists.
What's that?
You know who Jimmy Breslin is?
Yeah.
And Pete Hamill?
Yeah.
Jimmy Breslin passed, so I guess that's why they made this documentary.
Mm-hmm.
But it just looks at their whole fucking lives and their lives and careers.
Right.
And talks to them when they were alive, and still talks to Pete Hamill because he's still with us, but just looks at their whole career growing up. They are not growing up, but like their whole working career. Sometimes they were working together. Sometimes they were.
No, they're both journalists, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're reporters. And I met Jimmy Breslin when he came to the Arthur Ashe press conference when I worked at HBO.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty cool to see. And he's such a fucking iconic character. And he had a lot to do with the Son of Sam. He was the reporter that the Son of Sam sent letters to.
Oh, he was the one that
wrote. Yeah. So there's a lot of that in that documentary. It's on HBO. It's worth watching.
I'll give it a
Breslin
shot.
Breslin Hamill. Yeah, it's really good.
I'm curious. I like the Son of Sam. I don't like the Son of Sam, obviously. I don't like David Berkowitz, but that's an interesting case.
Yeah, and they talk quite a bit about it because he.
Autumn, what serial killers do you worship?
I like John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah.
No.
I don't like the ones that kill women. Just kidding. All right. Just let there. Go ahead, Jeff. What else did you
that
watch?
Hung too long
there's a show called The Other Two on Comedy Central. Uh-huh. It's really funny. It's like about a Justin Bieber kind of kid, and and his mom is Molly Shannon.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And the kid gets discovered off YouTube, and he's got a brother and a sister.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid gets like super famous overnight, and the brother and sister are just like riding his coattails.
Hmm.
And it's really funny to watch.
Autumn, you farting? I'll get your phone away from there.
Yeah, that's
some fun. It's like, what was that?
It was Autumn.
Excuse me.
Excuse me, sorry.
But yeah, it's called The Other Two. It's on Comedy Central. It's worth watching. Yeah. And what else have I been watching? Crashing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Crashing.
Yeah.
High Maintenance has been really good.
Don't know what that is.
That's that show about the drug dealer.
Oh, the weed seller.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And what else?
John Glazer loves gear.
Yeah, they moved it to Mondays, so it's now Mondays at, I think, 10 o'clock on True TV.
I mean, you didn't watch all of the POTUS SOTU?
No, I watched 30 seconds of the SOTU.
Saw his tie was crooked, and you just turned it off.
I saw people fucking giving him a standing ovation. That's what my wife... That's enough.
That's what my wife said. She goes, why don't somebody fix his tie? I'm like, they're not going to stop this.
You know what? Here, let me somebody's going to fix something.
Nancy, why didn't you fix his tie?
That would have been hilarious if she reached over.
I didn't notice because I was really useless.
See?
That makes complete sense.
Yes, understood. What'd you watch, Autumn?
Well, are you not going to talk about one of the things that you watched, Tim?
What thing?
You started season one.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking finally.
Better Call Saul, yeah. I'm on episode 4 of season 1.
Yeah.
Don't you love it?
The first scene I saw with the very first time you see Mike McKeon.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's
fucking, why did I not watch this show?
Yeah.
Exactly. Fucking Michael McKeon. It's a fucking shame they didn't give him a nomination every fucking season for that.
Yeah.
Well, when Tuco, is that his name?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Tuco?
Nacho?
No, the big guy, the crazy nut. What's his name?
Oh, yeah.
Tuco.
The bell guy?
Yeah, when he beats those two slip and fall douchebags.
Right.
Ah, that was good. And I do like Nacho. So, yeah. Well, we'll see how it goes. But, yeah.
You're going to catch up to it.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna binge it up, and hopefully by the time it comes back.
Right.
When's it come back? Season 4?
Yeah, they're working on it now. It's been shooting.
All right. Well, I'll be caught up by then. Thank you for reminding me, Autumn.
Yeah, I was really excited.
Hey, stupid.
I thought,
tell everybody.
Is he not mentioning it for a reason?
No. Go ahead.
So I also watched the Ted Bundy tapes.
How many times did you masturbate?
Oh, well.
People are getting
rules.
Turned on by this, though.
I know women are.
Yeah, Netflix is like, please stop being turned on by Ted Bundy.
He's not cute. He's.
I don't know.
He's depressing. He's sad.
We're getting off on it, though, and Netflix has asked people to stop.
Well, it's a combination of height and his looks and his chiseled chin and the fact that he was probably, because he was a sociopath, was really good at charming people.
Right. Yeah. He was a manipulator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He had the wrong genes and the wrong upbringing. And yes. I also wish that they had...
Levi's genes. Brought to you by Tim Andrews.
I wish they had gone into more of sort of how his psychology came to be that way. Like they talked about how he was in denial about him being illegitimate,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't go into anything about those early days of his childhood when his mom left him there,
right?
Mm. You know, and what kind of mom was she?
Terrible.
In those early days, in those influential, important days, and then
it's
when
the mom with these,
I'm sure the Zac Efron movie will dive into that.
And then the way that the mom was, where it was like she was listening to those tapes of him confessing, and then she was who wants apple pie? And I,
yeah, she's like, totally in denial.
So
yeah.
What kind of family life was that where you weren't allowed to sort of have, you know, any demons?
Right.
You know, and then also the granddad was beating them and stuff. So, I mean, that there was a lot there, along with probably a biology that he was born with.
Right.
So yeah, I wish that shows like that. I mean, they did a good job. They did. I mean, he was obviously a monster, but he wasn't just born a monster. People become monsters.
He was made into one.
That's right.
In a monster factory.
Anyway, I watched I can get deep, but I also watched Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
And the Below Deck reunion. Did you watch that, Tim?
Uh huh.
I was annoyed during that stupid.
So was I.
Thing.
I didn't know the guy almost lost his foot.
Oh my God, that was intense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And anyway, the
guy
Andy
goes off
Cohen
crying.
Does not care about this show. He doesn't know who these people are.
Nobody
he
cares about Andy Cohen.
He didn't delve into anything juicy that happened on that show. They did. They peppered in some little things, and then they moved on. They didn't do. And then it's because it's a reunion in the clubhouse instead of a proper reunion that all the housewives get and the Vanderpump Rules kids get.
Right.
And it really puts like a. a sort of lame ending on the whole show, which has been such a good show up until
that stupid chef and those yentas in the last.
Autumn, you're not watching Celebrity Big Brother?
No, I don't watch. Is it on Bravo?
No, it's on CBS.
Then I'm not watching it.
All right.
And I don't have cable, so I can't even watch CBS. Even if I went in. We watched Coming to America for our movie club. I'm watching Crashing, and I watched The Pixar Story on Netflix.
What's that? Is it the history of Pixar?
Yeah, and cool. It's a little old. It's a little, I don't know when it was, but it seems like it was like in 2012, maybe. Something.
Yeah. Our buddy Steve Jobs.
It came out with one of the movies. It came out with one of the movies at the time.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, like a companion piece. It came. It was like bonus footage.
Well, it was really interesting, and it was really cool to see the sort of humble beginnings, and it was interesting to follow the downfall of illustrated movies, cartoons, and things through Disney, and how shitty they treated
the artists.
Employees there and. Yeah, it was good.
Cool. Dustin, you start. I got to go pee.
Okay. So do I get my mouth open?
Yeah, just bend over.
Okay, gotcha. All right, let's see.
Theater of the mind.
let's see. I've been hooked on... Autumn, have you watched the Fact or Try channel on YouTube? Okay. This is a rabbit hole that I've been at the very bottom of for the last 3 or 4 days. I mean, and for hours it will run at my house. They're like 4-minute clips, and what it is a group of people in Ireland.
I think we talked about this a little.
Oh, okay. They try everything.
They try like
American food or food from around the world or liquor, or they'll watch TV shows. Okay. It's just their responses and reactions to normal stuff from around the world. And it is so... You love accents. I love accents, too.
Uh-huh.
And listening to these Irish people just really be very candid about everything that they're trying and the reactions and everything is priceless. I mean, the little sayings and all of those stuff and how they say it. The fact that that water is, you would think, would be spelled W-A-A, because all they say, everything's wa.
Yeah.
What is this show, True Fact?
Try
Fact.
Or Fact. It was called Fact when it started like 2 years ago, and then about a year ago, they switched names to Try.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just a bunch of Irish people trying things from around the world and seeing the reactions. It sounds very plain, but...
Is it the Try channel?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, it's fun. You start to pick out... There's like the same 12, 13 people maybe 20, but you kind of start liking the characters that are doing it. It's kind of
fun. Interesting. Okay.
So that I fell down. Also, I've been watching. I'm back on the History Channel because The Curse of Oak Island is back on, and that's.
They haven't been able to find out what
they found. A bunch of stuff now. I mean,
they
found
a big cement eye under the ground.
They put a huge coffer dam up over this area, and they're digging up this beach, and they found the remnants of like a Roman fort.
And this is in the United States.
It's in off of Halifax.
St. Lawrence Seaway or something?
No, it's Maritimes.
Yeah, how the hell would the Romans have gotten there?
Don't know. But
from England.
They've already found coins. I mean, it's from there.
I gotta watch this show.
It's really cool. But I've been on there watching, on their app, watching the show. And in the meantime, I found the show called Blue Book.
I have the first three tapes on my DVR.
UFO?
I haven't dived into it yet. But yeah, it's that.
Yeah, the guy that played... Game of Thrones.
Aiden, what's his name?
From Little Hands or whatever.
The Wire. Littlefinger.
Littlefinger.
Oh, that guy.
The dude from The Wire. Carcetti on The Wire.
Carcetti.
Yeah, he plays, it's basically they took the Blue Book files and they made
a show.
In the 70s called The Blue Book. It scared me.
Yeah.
It opened up with Ezekiel saw the wheel. I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah. it's pretty good. It's very, it's the History Channel, so they're adding a lot of the declassified stuff that's come out in the last few years and adding it literally into the storyline. And it follows basically the guy that was handed this to begin with to create it and everything that he's seen. So it's kind of mixed. It's kind of like watching a mix of X-Files with the History Channel kind of together. It's pretty neat.
Hey, hang on a second. That's a UFO. Here it is.
Ezekiel saw the wheel.
That scared the shit out of me when I was a kid.
He said he saw. These are
I thought aliens were going to come and kill me.
Yep.
But it's pretty good in History Channel. It's their first foray into a dramatic show,
mm-hmm.
As opposed to just information television.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of fun to watch. I'll see how it goes. I did watch Bandersnatch. I put it off watching it for so long because
how many times did you go through?
I went through the first time. I went through it and had to start over from the beginning, and then it fast forwarded, you know, back to where right. you were to the decision you needed to make or where they tried to steer you right. to go. I did it like three times. I died and went all the way up three times
right.
and got as far as him finishing the game at home, and it was meh recepted. Right. You know, I think they base how you do the movie or right. the game based on how your game is accepted by the right. reviewer guy. But it's a neat concept, I guess. Finished Lodge 49. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was fucking great.
I can't wait. I hope they're trying to get the rights have been released for Escape from New York to be mm-hmm. remade.
Yeah.
And I will get behind it only if Wyatt is going to be his dad's character.
Yeah, Snake. You know,
Snake Plissken. Yeah.
It won't be a white guy.
You don't think Snake Plissken will? No. But the Snake Plissken thing, I never realized too that the snake
yeah.
on his chest
mm-hmm.
goes down, and it was supposed to end in the tail.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I never put two and two together.
God, I wish
that.
I could see that. All right,
but yeah, that's it. That's
cool.
What I'm watching.
All right, let's bust through our staff picks here. I'll go first. Weird City, which premieres next Wednesday, this coming up Wednesday, February 13th, on YouTube Premium. It's from the mind of Jordan Peele and Charlie Sanders. Weird City is a satirical anthology set in the not-too-distant future, metropolis of weird. And it'll be fun. It'll be Jordan Peele's in it. I'm going to give it a shot. So that's next Wednesday, the 13th, on YouTube Premium, Weird City. Autumn.
Weird City. There's a new app called Marco Polo.
I prefer the Adam Carolla app.
Adam
Carolla.
Little boy. it's a video type of app where you start little videos and can talk to somebody, and it just records for however long you want, and then you stop it and then it sends it.
Oh.
It's like a FaceTime walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
And okay.
I really like it. My friend Michelle and I are talking on it.
That
constantly.
Sounds cool.
Yeah. So yeah, it's called Marco Polo. It's free.
Awesome.
I think that's it.
Okay. Hefe.
mine is Slut Ever comes back on Vice mm-hmm. this week.
Vice.
I love that show, Slut Ever.
What's it about?
It's like a real sex.
Okay.
Show. Yeah. It's on Vice. It's
except without the old people orgies.
Masturbating right. and together. And...
yeah.
And curse walking.
That orgasm.
It was beautiful.
Walking Dead comes back this week.
Oh, also. I know why you watch this show.
Yeah, Carly.
Yeah.
Slut Ever.
Uh-huh.
She's gorgeous.
Okay. Got it. And what was your other one?
Walking Dead comes back this week.
Dustin.
Should be Comic Book Man coming back too, but
yeah, they
fucking bastards.
Let's see. On Valentine's Day, we've got Letterkenny's Valentine's Day episode every year. Besides the seasons that they release, they also release like a holiday episode.
Like Doctor Who.
Yeah. And so this one is the Valentine's Day episode. And Crave TV in Canada, it was released on February 1st, but the U.S. gets to see it on Hulu, thrown into the mix of seasons 1 through 6.
Yeah, between you and Sean Hall, I've got to start watching the show.
If you and Autumn would love it, because these guys are masters of
accents.
Not me. I'm not a master of words, but these people are. They can twist a phrase.
Okay. And they're like Canadian.
Oh, all right.
Like
oh.
Uber Canadian.
Oh, yeah. It's something that I would love to. Actually, it's one of those things I would love to watch you watch. Right. That show. That's what I would like.
I don't watch anything with my clothes on, so I'm going to be very disappointed.
That makes two of us.
And your other one?
The other one is a book, actually.
I don't read.
Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child.
I keep meaning to check out these guys. I see their books come up all the time.
And the series that they're mainly known for, it's called AXL Pendergast. He's right. an FBI agent, kind of Sherlock Holmesy, but... it's very good. I've read, they actually, their first book was the movie about the creature in the museum. that didn't really do good. And the book that they made didn't have Pendergast in it. So when you start a series with a movie as your without your main character in it, it's kind of like Jack Reacher movie without Jack Reacher in it. So it didn't pan out very well. But the books themselves are awesome, and this is the 15th book in the series. And I listened to a lot of audiobooks, so this was one that I was been waiting on for a long time. Cool. And it's called Verses for the Dead, and it's set in Miami, which is new because he's usually set in New York City. Just a really good mystery book if you're into that kind of thing.
Cool. Who reads it?
This one, it's Rene Bergeron.
Who?
The one who from Benson.
Rene Aubergeon.
Aubergeon.
Okay.
Yeah, he reads all of their. And Scott Brick did the first few, but he's done the last probably nine.
Ow, my balls. Okay.
And I'm also reading it again just to catch up. Mm-hmm. Hadn't read it in so many years. Yeah, the new one with Stephen Weber.
Yeah, Stephen Weber. I was going to say, I have that in my Audible
library.
It's so
good. I forgot
when did that come out?
I used one of my 16. Free credits for it.
It's new?
2016.
I have it somewhere.
And they've released all the Fletch books on Audible. I was going to mention that.
They should have Kevin Smith read them.
No, I know. They should have got somebody, even Chevy or somebody.
No, they didn't. Chevy
can't read.
It's a narrator, but I keep meaning to check it out and see how this guy is. But they re-released all of them.
The samples are kind of, he's kind of flat.
Right.
He doesn't read it with any inflection at all.
I got to get that Stephen Weber then. I thought I had it. There's an old one.
That sounds like it was recorded through milk. Right. Yeah, and you're listening to it, you know, like that the whole time. But his is awesome. I mean, he did that. They also re-released Pet Sematary, too, with Dexter reading it, or the guy that plays Dexter, Michael.
Dexter. My wife watches some show with him where he plays a British guy, and it's set in England.
Really?
Yeah, it's terrible because I'm like, Dexter isn't British.
But yeah, I'm all into Stephen King right now.
I'm not going to see Pet Sematary.
I think that I saw a preview for that Pet Sematary, too, when I saw the Stan and Ollie movie, and it looked good. Fucking Lithgow, man.
Oh, Kyle. All right. Yeah. Housekeeping. First of all, happy birthday to
Dan Carroll.
Many time guest on the show and our DragonCon buddy, Dan Carroll. Happy birthday to you
happy
today.
Birthday.
Next week on the show, we have a return guest, Billy Atchison from Banjo Cold Brew. He'll be bringing in, and you know, he'll sit and talk with us about our usual stuff, and we'll try some of his new coffee and we'll get wired.
Yeah. He's got the Nitro Cold Brew in cans.
We're going to have to mail it to Autumn so she can get wired with it.
Yeah, I want to be wired.
The 20th, later this month, we have Josh Warren returning, and he'll be talking about his Game of Thrones with Trump.
Those videos they've done look pretty good.
And they're funny.
And he's got a girl that's doing it with him now. I forget who she's playing, but it's pretty funny.
And we have Lace Larrabee and Jared Harris. They're a married couple. They're both comedians. They're both very funny. They'll be joining us on the 27th. And then coming up in March, we have, is King of Pop's going to come in?
I'm trying to work it out, but we'll figure it out. But,
Local filmmaker Kevin Green will be coming in to talk about his new project. If you don't know who that is, he directed a little film called The Greenskeeper, which starred John Rocker and Steve Rickman.
And
Eric Von Hessler and Larry Wax and Tim Frazier and then the fat kid from the football thing.
R.I.P.
Yeah, and then the one redheaded kid from the Robin Williams movie, Oh Captain, My Captain.
Oh, boy.
He's the main guy in it. Yeah, redheaded kid with glasses. And that's about it. We will talk to you next week when we're all wired up on coffee. But until that time, please remember to
keep it canon.
Hey, everybody. It's Autumn Fisher. Just wanted to send a shout out to all the Patreon members who have recently updated their profiles on our site, patreon.com/TimAndrews. I want to thank everybody for that. We've got a lot of new benefits that we've rolled out for everyone. So if you haven't already done that, then please go check it out. The people who have, I want to personally thank them. Aaron Roberts, Adam Kelly, AJ Dysart, Al McMeekin, Amber Gilpatrick, Andrew Harbin, Andrew Hopkins, Andrew Mulzelzi. I can't read these names, you guys. Beth Van Elswick, Brennan Price, Brian Jackson, Brooke Sizemore, Buck Monterey, Buck Moore, $2. How about a third? Nope, only two. Chad Shepard, Chris Colhard, Chris Constantino, Chris Knight, Chris Metzler, Chris Weiland, Colin Oman, Dallas Walker, Texas Ranger, Dan Carroll, Daniel Pitts, Darren Downey, Davis E. Fox. Funk, Dean Poole, Debbie McDonald, Denise Reynolds, Dennis Davis, Dustin Lawler, hey Dustin, Emily Warren, Eric Malmstrom, Garrett Kemble, Gordon Drum, Gordon Green, Gwen Ketchum, Herb Lamb, Ian Stull, JB, Jamie Kirkland, Jeff Peterson, Jeremy Truman, John Bennett, John Sutherland, hey John, Jonathan Wilson, Jose Perales, Joshua Schiffer, Keith Tate, Kevin Stokes, Kit Batty, Lauren Calderman, Leslie Haney, Leslie Norman, Luke Coniglio, Mac Kennan, Mark Jones, Mark Piero, Mark Wyland, Marty Johnson, Matt Carter, Matt Talley, Matt Taniglia,
Mike D,
Mike Hall, Mike Spittler, Nicholas Frank, Robert Calderman, Robert Haley, Ruben Aguilar, sorry Ruben, Rusty Weinberg, Ryan O'Connor, Ryan Humans, Sam Wells, Seth Ingram, Seth Tuttle, Sean Hall, Sherry Doherty, Stephanie Kaminsky,
Trent,
Wayne Blair, Wendy Muller, and Zach Pittman. Thank you, everybody. And like I said, if you haven't checked it out, please go onto our Patreon page, patreon.com/Tim Andrews. Check out the new reward tiers. We've got our movie club. We have Casting Call Chaos. You can donate and even be a guest on the show. So check it out. Thank you, guys. We love you. Keep it canon.